What? No, no guessing. I bring somebody who looks like Umar. This looks like Umar right here. Umar is just maybe a bigger version of you. He's a little bit bigger than you, but this is Umar. He has two eyes, he has a nose, he has two ears. He's like you exactly, but leave Umar alone. You wanna know about lying? You wanna learn about lying? Laugh at you, lying? Lying. You know that? Oh, lying. So I take you to the zoo. Come look. This is how a lion looks like. There is no zoo. It's very dangerous to be around lions. I bring you one of these cats. You know these cats that look like lions? Huh? Look at this cat. This is just a mini version of the lion. But it looks like a lion. The lion is just a huge what? Cat. That's how you can learn about things. Now let's apply this to Allah. Learning about Allah. Tabligh number one. Has anybody seen Allah? Have you seen Allah? Has anyone seen Allah? No one can see Allah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this crystal clear. اَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ لَنْ تَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ حَتَّى تَمُوتُوا. رواهُ مسلم. Rest assured that you're never going to be able to see Allah until you die. Unless you die. وموضوع النبي إخوة لذا بروفت سوى بروفت سوى الله لذا مات في أستنشن رأيت نورا. He said I saw what? Light. And the light is the حجاب. إن الله لا ينام ولا ينبغي له أن ينام. يرفع يأخذ القصة ويرفع إليه عمل الليل قبل عمل النهار وعمل النهار قبل عمل الليل حجابه النور. His veil is light. This is what the Prophet saw from Allah. فنوبري سيدنا موسى سيدنا موسى سيدنا موسى عليه السلام ووعدنا موسى 30 ليلة وأتممناها بعشر فتم ميقات ربي 40 ليلة وسيدنا موسى went to meet Allah. ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه قال رب أرني أنظر إليك. أو الله can you make me see you؟ قال لن تراني. You're not gonna be able to. ولكن انظر إلى الجبل. Look at this mountain. فإن استقر مكانه فسوف ترى. فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وقر موسى صعقا. لكن نثبت الرؤية لله وين؟ Be careful. We affirm وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. When? Faces on this day will be beaming in happiness because of looking at the face of Allah. When? In Jannah and in the face of the rest. نثبت رؤية الله. ما هو موضوع كبير هذا برضو. This is a big issue. هناك من أنكر رؤية رب العالمين in the Ummah. There are Muslims who deny. Who negate that you could see Allah in the day of resurrection and you could see Allah in Jannah. لا نحن نثبت رؤية الرب يوم القيامة وفي الجنة. But in the dunya, no. طيب. So we lost means number one, way number one to learn about Allah. God, let me ask you, there is anything of Allah's creation that looks like Allah that I can use to learn about Allah? Answer me. None. There is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once it comes to his essence, once it comes to his action, once it comes to his name, once it comes to his attributes. وهذا هو التوحيد. So now what is left for you to learn about your Rabb? What your thought? لا. الخلق is already done with that. What is left is what you're told. What Allah tells you about Himself and what the Messenger tells you about Allah. فهمتني أكو الموضوع؟ موضوع مهم. لان في بعض المسلمين الان صاروا ده مسلم يقول لك الله الله يا سلام ده الله ده مهندس الله ده سيزن انجينير انجينير جبت انجينير بالليل ودي يجدد ورد انجينير الله ده انجينير لم يثبت هذا so when you speak about Allah سبحانه وتعالى you must use names that are mentioned in the Quran and in the sound sunnah that is why we stress when we define tawheed الاسماء والصفات singling out Allah once it comes to his name and attributes that we affirm only that with Allah and his messenger affirm and we negate only that with Allah and his messenger negated we clear good to go all right I can tell there's somebody understand me here hence let's talk about توحيد الأسماء والصفات. But normally before you speak about a subject or before you study a subject, why should you learn about this? What is the importance of learning about the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? يقول لك إيه؟ شرف العلم بشرف موضوعه. Any knowledge that you seek is honorable by the virtue of the subject matter. Why in our society we always look at a doctor, physician and doctor, being what? High. Why? Like the doctor. Why? The subject matter. What is the subject matter? حياة البني آدم the love and when we're fashioned in a way it was ingrained in us that we honor and we respect the love of another human being why when you see somebody falling down in the streets you run and you help them one compare the doctor to an engineer in the study because of what made that knowledge what made the doctor more is not the doctor is not the person is what his subject the names and the attributes what is the subject matter here بالله عليك في أشرف من رب العالمين there is someone nobler more honorable than Allah to learn about him ده حتى if you spend all your life يا أخي والله if you spend all your life learning about Allah is not even sufficient. The subject is important, the subject is noble. The subject is noble. And another thing here that when you learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you learn about Him, Ibn al-Qayyim says, the more you know about the names and the attributes of Allah, you're compelled to love Him. You find your heart loving Him. Subhanallah. I don't know how. The more that you study the subject, you find your heart what? Loving Allah. Because when you study the names and the attributes, ya ikhwa, when you really learn about these names and attributes and you know how you should understand them and so forth, you end up loving Allah. And when you love Allah, everything is beauty. Salli khamas marat, pray five times, wala! Is not even a burden. It is not even a burden. Why the Prophet ﷺ would stand until his feet are swollen at night? It's not painful anymore. It's not painful anymore. After this, we should have begun from here. In the scholars, when they divide the tawheed, even so we're following another division which is the rububiyyah, names and attributes and then uluhiyyah. You remember I introduced to you that another way of categorizing tawheed? Tawheed ilmi khabari. The first part of tawheed that you get to know who Allah is. And then tawheed amali. The qasd wal irad. That you get to know who Allah is. So, getting to know who Allah is the basis on which you end up devoting yourself to Allah. ما هو إذا علمت الله بالخلق والنفس والإحياء والإماتة والضرب. If you know that Allah is the one who created you, the one who takes care of you, the one who provides for you. When you get sick, He cures you. When you're hungry, He provides for you. He's the one who's going to take the flies away from you. He's the one who's going to resurrect you. You're hoping that in the day of resurrection, He's going to forgive you. If you know Allah with all these qualities, with all these things, with all these attributes, you're going to end up doing what? Worshipping who? Like we always say, we're going to end up saying, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي. All my life been to this ilah. ولذلك أهل العلم يقول لك, if you see deficiency in your worship, it is attributed to deficiencies in your knowledge of Allah. That your knowledge of Allah is not. وبعدين العلم بالله, the knowledge of Allah increases your خشية. تختفي. إنما يخشى الله من عباده والعلماء. العلماء بالإيه؟ مش العلماء الدنيا, علماء بالله بأسمائه وصفاته. The people who are most fearful of Allah are the people who are the most knowledgeable of Allah. His name is the Master of Jesus. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما قام على منبره ويقول لأصحابه, والله, by Allah, أنا لا أعلمكم بالله. And the most knowledgeable of you who Allah is. And he said, وَأَشَدُّكُمْ لَهُ خَشْيَةً. And I'm the most fearful of Allah. What is the difference between الخوف والخشية? Both of them, in English, there is no really another word for الخشية والخوف. For الخشية, fear, fear. What is the difference between الخوف والخشية? الخوف, يعني حتى إيه, sometimes, الخوف, the fear of someone who is ignorant, doesn't know. يقول لك خاف الله, بس الخشية the fear of a fool, someone who knows why he should fear Allah, because Allah is خبير عليم, he sees me, he hears me, هو العالم, هو the person who knows, he knows that Allah sees a black ant walking in a black rock in a dark night. Allah sees this. The knowledgeable person knows that Allah knows what you're thinking about in your chest. That's why he, Allah knows that when you say a word, the scholar or the person who knows, he knows that when you say a word, Allah hears it. So what you should say, what? ما هذه التقوى يا إخوة. Whereas each name and attribute of Allah increases your level of iman and your level of taqwa of Allah. حتى لو كنت عاصي. Even if you are a sinner. When you تسمع اسم الله الغفار الغفور, the one who forgives, تعود تعود لله, you come back to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. اسم الله القهار أو القاهر, the conqueror. When Allah سبحانه وتعالى places in your hand a responsibility, you're the boss, you're in charge, you know that there is someone who is what? Higher than you. هو خشية. ولذلك هو why only the people who believe in Allah, who know Allah, must be in charge of this world? Why? Because they will always serve a higher authority. Allah سبحانه وتعالى. بس الإنسان اللي ما عنده دين, the president or the who doesn't have iman and faith in Allah, he follows his desire, whatever makes him happy. قسموا التوحيد, they divide التوحيد into ways. التوحيد العلم الخبري بيسموه ايه؟ the knowledge of Allah. Another word for it. كل هذه المسميات يا إخوة technicals والله, يعني الربوبية والأسماء والصفات والعرف والإرادة والقصد. All of these are ways to get you to understand. Listen, they call it also توحيد السيادة. And the other half, which is your action, توحيد العبادة. أهو توحيد السيادة. الله هو السيد. You single out Allah in His divine essence, His names, attributes, His actions. There is none like Allah once it comes to His divine essence. There is none like Allah once it comes to His names and attributes. None like Allah once it comes to His actions. خلاص, if this is Allah, then you must single Allah with your what? Your action. But now the point that I'm trying to make, why the names and attributes are important? It will improve the quality of your ibadah. It will improve the quality of your khashya to Allah if you get to know Allah who Allah is. That is why it's so important. Why a lot of the ummah, they are not following their religion? Why? Because of the deficiencies in understanding who Allah is. He thinks he can do whatever he want to do and Allah doesn't see him, Allah doesn't watch him. He doesn't know that Allah is severe in punishment. Allah can punish this person. So getting to know who Allah is half of tawheed. The second half is what? You serve Allah. وَلِذَلَكِ قُلَّكِ الْعِلْمِ الشَّرْعِ The whole knowledge of the religion, two parts. الْعِلْمُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْعَمَلُ لِلَّهِ. You understand? That you know who Allah is and then you work for Allah. هذا هو الدين كله. This is all the religion. That you get to know who Allah is, His actions, means and attributes, then you serve Allah only, sincerely. We're getting this, Yeshua? Are we good? Huh? Make it easy. I'm easy going. When I take it easy, this is easy, inshaAllah. طيب. Another reason, actually the purpose, and maybe this will complement what I just said a minute ago, but let me introduce the verse for you. And here at the end of Surah Al-Talaq. الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن. It is Allah who created seven heavens. Heavens, yes, were not, don't do like the Christians. Heavens is layers of stars. Tonight in my life show some what they call Allah created seven heavens. I know the Prophet went to heavens. Layers of Jannah, layers of the sky. Allah الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن. So she needed seven heavens, layers of sky, and seven layers of earth. يتنزل الأمر بينهن. His command, whatever he commands, whatever he wants to be executed in those seven heavens and in those seven earths, back and forth. لي يا رب. لي يا رب. لي. 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 لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير. وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما. So all of this creation, for you to learn that Allah is capable to do everything, and Allah His knowledge encompasses every single thing. So that great creation, يا إخوة, خلق السماوات هذا خلق عظيم. خلق لخلق السماوات والأرض أكبر من خلق الناس. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. The creation of the heavens and the earth is far greater than the creation of the human being. But a lot of people, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created seven layers of heaven and seven layers of earth for you, in order for you to find out that Allah is capable to do everything. And He knows everything. Some of you may say, Shaykh, but this contradicts قول الله تعالى what Allah said وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا now see the knowledge of Allah is the basis on which you will end up doing what worshiping Allah. ما هو ده الكلام كله جاي مع بعض وداخل في بعض. ما هو when you divide التوحيد we said التوحيد that can lead you to know who Allah is, and when you get to know who Allah is then you're gonna end up what doing it. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا then you're going to worship this Allah. مفهوم الكلام يا إخوة؟ ها؟ كلام كويس؟ easy going؟ طيب. Number four. يا الله. اسمع هذه.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم.
If you forget who Allah is, you're going to forget who you are. طبعا أهل التفسير, the people of tafsir, when they explain this verse, when you forget to fulfill the command of Allah, but the meaning here, when you forget to know the names and the attributes of Allah. And they use this as an evidence that Allah, after this, at the end of surah, what surah is this? What surah is this? Surah what? In the last two, three verses, Allah mentioned what? What did He say?
هو الله الذي لا
He mentioned 20 of His names. Never in the Quran, but in that position.
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
If you forget these names and attributes, you forget who you are. ما هو اسمع. Listen to this. إذا علمت الله بالقوة. ما هو one of the names of Allah is القوي. One of the names of Allah is the strong, the powerful. Then you will find out that you're weak.
وَإِذَا عَلِمْتَ اللَّهَ بِالْغِنَى
If you know Allah is the rich, then you will see yourself what?
يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد.
Oh mankind, you're poor and Allah is what? ما هو يا إخوة المشكلة في البني آدم, the problem with the son of Adam was mentioned in سورة العلق. إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى. The moment that you feel that you're so sufficient, you're going to go astray. The moment that you feel that you are independent, you're not dependent upon Allah, you're going to go astray. So the names and the attributes always what? ولذلك يعني let me ask you this. اسم الله المتكبر. المتكبر. How do you translate it in English? Anybody knows المتكبر؟ The one who owns the bride. the possessor of the bride. Attributing that name to Allah is praiseworthy, but attributing it to a human being is blameworthy. إذا نسبت هذا الاسم لله وانت مفروض تنسبه لله للورث فهو في سبيل الايه؟ المدح. But if you attribute that name المتكبر to a human being, do you translate it the one who owns bride, or what do you translate it? What do you say? Arrogant. Arrogant. Why? You know why? Because the only one على الحقيقة who deserves to be called with this name is Allah. Because he doesn't need anybody. But you and me need. ولذلك سبحان الله رب العالمين الاسم ده بالذات this particular name in particular he said من نازعني الكبرياء ردائي والعظمة إزاري فمن نازعني فيهما أدخلته ناري ولا أبالي. His bride is mine. وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Bride is mine. Because I do not need anybody. I do not bow down to anybody. You need. Listen, you need to eat, you need to drink, you need to sleep. You need other people to help you. You need. Every day you need. You're depending upon others. So why do you become arrogant? Why? But Allah says, الشاهد اللي بيقول لك يا إخوة is whenever you forget who Allah is, you will forget what. شوف انت يعني لما الإنسان when you want to meet a decision about something in the future you don't know what to do. You want to do something and you have a decision to make. Should I go this way or should I go this way? What can you do? We pray what? Huh? صلاة الاستخارة. We pray استخارة. And then we pray two rak'ahs دون الفريضة. And then we need this dua. اللهم إني أستخيرك بعلمك. يا رب ليك decision for me يا رب because of your knowledge. وأستقدرك بقدرتك. I'm weak يا رب because of your قوة. وأسألك من فضلك العظيم. Why? Look. فإنك تقدر ولا تعلم ولا. Okay. You know and I don't know. You're able and I don't know. موسى والخضر في القصة بتاعت أولاد بن كعب الحديث بتاع ابن عباس when they were in that boat فالماجن بقى سيدنا الخضر عمال يموت فداوي ويجيب في الفداوي العلم فسيدنا موسى is admiring him يعني فسنتج في الحديث يعني فthey saw a bird while they're sitting in the boat dipping his feet in the water. Wallahu ya Musa, my knowledge and your knowledge compared to the knowledge of Allah is as much as this bird took out with his feet from the ocean. فتغفر بإيه يعني because you know this and you know that. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر ولو أنما في الأرض من شجرة الأقلام والبحر يمده من بعد سبعة أبحر ما نفدت كلمات الله. When you know Allah with His greatness like this, you look down upon yourself, you humble yourself, go down. Go down, ya ibn Adam. And Allah loves you more. يا إخوة في الصلاة إن الصلاة أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه. The closest that you can be to Allah is when وهو ساجد humble. So the knowledge of Allah leads you to look down upon yourself. Number five, we're still answering the question, why should we learn about the names and the attributes of Allah? Correct? Sahih? Huh? We didn't control so far. I hope you remember them. Should I quote you? What was number one? The subject matter. شرف العلم لشرف موضوعه. The subject matter is Allah. Who can be more nobler or nobler than Allah to study? Number two, it's half of Tawheed. Number three, if you forget about Allah, Allah will make you forget about who? Yourself. Number four, I even forgot it, it is the purpose of our life. Tawheed. Number five, is the means to get to Jannah. وبعدين الباب ده يعني ايه؟ هيفتح عليه أبواب أخرى. قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث المتفق عليه، إن دي أسانت الحديث، إن لله 99 اسما، ما أه إلا واحد. ها. الله has 99 names. 100 less than one. من أحصاها whoever does إحصاء والإنتر جنة. But first of all we need to clarify some misconceptions here regarding this hadith. A question that I'm going to ask you: does Allah only have 99 names? Huh? How many? 1,000? How many can, how many? 100? 200? How many? 500? Indefinite. The name, attributes of Allah are indefinite. Indefinite يعني no number. What is the evidence? دعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، the supplication of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم إني أسألك بكل اسم هو لك، سميت به نفسك، أو أنزلته في كتابك، أو علمته أحدا من خلقك، هذا هو موضع الشاهد، أو احتفظت به في علم الغيب عندك، هو الله I ask you with every name, each name that you name yourself with, told it any of your servants, revealed it any of your books, or kept it with you. الحديث الآخر, the other evidence, حديث الشفاعة الطويل. When mankind are gathering in the land of gathering for years, sweating, miserable, misery, they will go to the messengers one after another, Adam bin Nuh bin Ibrahim bin Musa bin Isa bin Rasulullah, please intercede for us, please go, we just want to get out of this mess, just please go and get Allah to judge. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they approach him, he will say, أنا لها, I am for it. He says, then I will proceed. ثم أسجد تحت العرش. Then I will prostrate beneath the throne of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Here it is. ثم يفتح الله علي بمحامد لم يفتحها على أحد من قبلي. Then Allah will teach me names with which I will give him that he has never taught a person before. For the name of and the attributes of Allah are what? Indefinite. طيب. We remove misconception regarding this issue. Another misconception. Do we know those 99 names? ما هو الله الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم says what? Allah has 99 names. If you do إحصاء, to it, and we're going to explain the word ihsa, what does it mean? You will enter Jannah. I'm asking you, do you know those 99 names? Are these the names which you have, you found at the end of the Mus'haf or at the beginning of the Mus'haf? These are the names that we hang on the wall. Do you know which names? Assalamu alaikum. Come on, answer me, brother. Do we know or no? لم يثبت حديث واحد. The hadith in the Sunan al-Tirmidhi ضعيف. There is no one single authentic sound narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam identified these 99 names. So what do you mean, Sheikh? They are not there? No, they are there. But they are hidden in the name. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and tells you, من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whosoever stands in ليلة القدر. طب وين ليلة القدر؟ When? The 27th? The 25th? The 26th? The 23rd? The 29th? لا. It could be. It could be. ممكن. But are you sure? No, I'm not sure. But if you want to get it, what do you have to do, Habibi? I'tikaf the last night of Ramadan. Now, to get those 99 names, alif bi kulli al-asma' wa sifat. Ya Allah, see. The names and the attributes. All of it. Ijtahid. This is what? An incentive for you to what? To be in a quest to get to know about Allah. Oh, let me learn about five names, five more names today, okay? 10 more names today, 3 more names today. وبعدين الحمد لله الأسماء توقفية. يعني I'm not sure if this is correct or not, you're talking about 2,000 plus names اللي ثبت في القرآن والسنة. There is a way to do it. But this confusion in the ummah that these brothers, they go to أسماء الله الحسنى at the end of the مصحف, yeah, it's possible that a lot of these names are there. It's possible. It could be all of it, but again, it's like Laylat al-Qadr, I don't know. You're not sure. خلاص الوقت خلاص. How many minutes? 5 more minutes. طيب, what does it mean? من أحصاها دخل الجنة. Whoever counts them. That's the way to say it. Al-ihsa, 14. Ihsa, يعني the word in English, enumeration. Enumeration. That's al-ihsa, 3 things. Number one, memorizing them. In this context, I want to tell you that there are 4 scholars who actually mentioned all the names and the attributes were mentioned, which were mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah in the book. أولهم يعني مشهور جدا سفيان بن عيينة والإمام الطبري وابن حزم والقرطبي صاعق أنصاري وابن حجر. So there are scholars who actually brought up all the names which are mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah and they combined it. منهم سفيان بن عيينة رحمه الله والإمام الطبري الإمام ابن حزم والإمام القرطبي والحافظ ابن حجر رحم الله الجميع. ف you memorizing them, this is number one. Number two, understanding them the way that our righteous predecessors understood them. Affirming what Allah and His Messenger affirm, negating what Allah and His Messenger negated. You understand it without rejection, without denial, without misinterpretation, without tashbih, without ta'teel, without tamthil. The principle, which is the subject of the lecture after the coming lecture, because we were unable to finish today. So understand it properly. ما هو من أحصاها is not الملك القدوس السلام. لا 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 لا, أحصاها 4 things. memorize it or read it to be seen. Memorize it or read it. Understand it properly. Implement it in your own self. Dalil of Allah al-Ghafoor, the one who forgives. How do you implement it? Huh? Astaghfirullah. You forgive others. If somebody does something wrong to you, let go. If Allah can forgive you, akhi, you can forgive. You can let go with your brother. Huh? اسم الله الكريم, the generous. Give, share. Sahih? Huh? You implement it in your life. Number four, you call upon Allah with this name. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. Ya Ghafoor, irfirli. Ya Rahman, irhamni. Wa lillahi al-asma'ul husna fad'uuhu biha. Call upon Allah. And not necessarily because you need something. ما هو الدعاء يا إخوة؟ في دعاء العبادة وفي دعاء الحاجة وفي دعاء الثناء. You could just call upon Allah with these names without needing something. يا ملك يا قدوس يا سلام يا مؤمن يا مهيمن يا عزيز يا جبار يا متكبر. So this is what is meant by من أحصاها دخل الجنة. With this we have completed only five motives, five incentives that should drive you to learn about the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ta'ala, on Sunday we'll finish the rest of it, and then we'll go next Tuesday inshaAllah. A very important lecture, ya ikhwa. The principle which God and govern the way that you understand the names and the attributes. This is a key to learn about the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khaira. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.